Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on a Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border with the big rigs. Also, our bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and getting the mail there to be delivered to your home today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and hauling diesel all around so that you got gasoline to get back and forth to work, even if it is costing you more money. But fear not, you haven't seen the end of the high prices. Oh, boy. Anyway, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget, we're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Truth Social. That's President Trump's website, social group. We're over there at Captain's America. And you can also find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And we also are on the website, our website, of course, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and find out why people are over there all the time. We get between 10 and 15,000 people per day on that website checking things out. All right, joining us right now from California, it is the one, the only, the incomparable Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. And hello to everybody.
Yay! Let's see that American flag waving up there. Yay! All right. There you go. Okay. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
I fooled you there. And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And there you go. And we emphasize the two words over there, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you know, there's so much stuff going on. I can obviously sit here and talk all night long about the political game again being played in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has still got a problem with their votes. We should not be talking about an election that happened on Tuesday on a Friday morning, and they're still counting a bunch of votes that, and with more coming in, I might add, with more coming in, absentee ballots. That just shouldn't happen that way.
Well, it really shouldn't. The election has to have some kind of ending. And if I'm correct, Captain, I mean, these things keep coming in after the fact, right?
They're coming in after the election postmarked, not the day before, but the day after the election. None of that should be allowed. After the election's over, it's over.
Well, precisely, precisely. But unfortunately, there's been a sort of a slippery slope created in the sense that, you know, well, some voters are going to be disenfranchised if we don't extend the election out or keep accepting ballots after the after it's clearly over, and with any kind of good intentions that somebody could argue. But there has to be an end to it. There has to be a time. And also, Captain, it's important because in order to be a voter, you also have to have some responsibility to make sure that you vote and you vote within the parameters of the election rules.
Here's where they're wrong, and here's where everybody should be uniform all across the country. The day of the elections, the at midnight, the night of the election, nothing should be postmarked after that and received as a mail-in ballot and be counted. Nothing. Not one single vote.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable expectation to have.
Yep. So if they're coming in on Wednesday, postmarked Wednesday. If they're coming in on Thursday, postmarked Thursday. Friday, postmarked Friday, all of that's after the election. Not one of those votes should be allowed, not one.
Right, but if you are able to finagle it that way, then you have the ability to try to sort of monkey with the elections. And that's, you know, what some people literally
yep.
want to do.
And that's where I'm going to go right now, because the two political parties, their psychofanatic activists and their mainstream media, want you to believe that the upcoming midterm and general elections represent a critical choice between two distinctively different visions of our country, one rooted in socialism, the other seated in capitalism. But the truth is much more than that, and what hangs in the balance is everything. Democrats and their messaging machine want you to believe that an all-powerful central planned government run by bureaucratic experts and geared towards social justice and equity is the path forward for our nation. They think Americans see a value in dabbling with communism and socialism to affect the equity of outcome for all. Now, that's the Democrats. Meanwhile, the Republicans, conversely, are more inclined to individualism and contrarian to the Democrats' heavy-handed social justice and equity wokeism. They continue to believe in American exceptionalism and representative government, even if they have unwillingly or not found themselves guilty of falling into the centralized planning mechanism that uses regulatory experts to enforce federal authority over powers not delegated to the federal government by the Constitution. Have you ever noticed there's a lot of that going on and people just sit back and they don't say a word?
That's true, yeah.
So hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what we can do to recognize what's going on and do something about it. I'll be right back, folks, with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on a Friday morning. Friday. Beautiful day down here where I'm at. 77 degrees. Wowzer. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. I'll do just that. And you know, we've had sponsors with this radio show for years. Ever since we've been on the radio, we still got some of the original sponsors here with us. But about, I don't know, a year ago, roughly, Mike Lindell's people approached me. And I couldn't say no because I believe MyPillow is a tremendous product. I've got a lot of their different things that I bought. I know a lot of you in the audience have bought a lot of stuff too. But it's kind of like dealing with your brother or maybe that cousin that you always got along with. Because they're constantly calling me. And they're constantly telling me about different things that are moving along and giving me some ideas. Well, here's the latest. For a limited time, you'll save $90 on a pair of my slippers. Now, this blowout sale isn't going to last much longer, so you need to order now if you want to get into the slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long. You won't even know you got them on. The reason I know that is because Bill Bunkley, my friend Bill Bunkley, when we went down to the CPAC political convention down in South Florida or over in Orlando a few months ago, he had his slippers on all day long, and he looked down when we met Mike Lindell. And he looked down and he goes, "My God, I got your slippers on." Mike Lindell pointed it out to him, of course. He says, "I had no idea," and he didn't, that he had the slippers on. They were so comfortable. But the My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long. They're made with a MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And, of course, they're made with quality leather suede as well. Now, you can call 800 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, or go to the website, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square, and the promo code again will be CAPTAIN. This offer is not going to last long, so order now with the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. Phone number 800-641-5459. And to Renee in Arkansas, who says to me, she says, those slippers really sound comfortable. I might have to check it out. Well, Renee, there's no might. There's no maybe. The slippers are the most comfortable slippers that I've worn, and I think Kyle Warren can attest to that, right?
No, that's right. That's right.
Is Mrs. Professor got a pair yet?
She does. She has her slippers. She loves them.
Okay. And has she made the mistake some of us have made?
No, not to my knowledge. Hers aren't the ones that are more like the moccasins or shoes. She has the one you just slip your foot right into. But they're incredibly comfortable and keep her feet warm when it gets cold here, absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm going to get next is the ones that you just slip your foot into. But I've got the other ones, too, and they're just like wearing a pair of shoes almost.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, let's go back to what we were talking about, because Republicans are more inclined to individualism and, contrarian to the Democrats, heavy-handed social justice, equity, wokeism. They continue to believe in American exceptionalism and representative government, even if they have unwittingly or not found themselves guilty of falling into that centralized planning mechanism that uses regulatory experts to enforce federal authority over powers not delegated to the federal government by the Constitution. And that's where we kind of checked out at, but I'm going to come back in with this. So the common misunderstanding of the choice facing American voters in the 2022 midterm election and then again in the 2024 general election is one between a continuation on the road towards a hybrid fascist socialism Democrat type of country or a return to government more aligned with the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which is what the Republicans want. It's much more than that, folks. And those clear lines, as I've tried to explain to you, truly do not exist in a simple manner at all. It's going to take some work. It's time for all hands on deck. Where am I wrong, Kyle?
Well, you're not. And a lot of times, Captain, I think that people sort of fall into the notion of, well, it's whatever we want to do, however we want to do it. But we do have a system. We have a framework about, as you were mentioning, the idea of powers that are delegated to the government specifically. But in many times it becomes, well, we need to do this anyway. It's a national emergency or it's whatever it might be in order to circumvent the very clear lines that are there. And they're there for a reason. Otherwise, we get what we're getting, and that is centralized government sort of running amok and taking over basically every aspect of our lives. We look to the government for everything. Gas prices are high. We look to the government. You know, we look to the government for literally everything, and we've kind of been trained to do that in many ways.
Well, yeah, but it is for this reason that we have to recognize that the total of the federally elected inside the Beltway establishment class, with very few exceptions, has incrementally betrayed the American people. They have no clue what we're going through. It's for this reason we all must seek out those running for office who have the courage to dismantle the machine and open the door to the states clawing back with their sovereign power. States' rights is the name of the game under the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And it's for that reason the choice is clear. We can't keep voting the same people back into office.
Well, that's why we're called the United States of America. In fact, even the use of the word state, the way we use it is very different from the way that most other people around the world use it. They use the word state really to mean country. So our 50 states to them are like 50 little countries that have come together. And of course, we think of it a little bit differently because of the federal government and how it's all been laid out over time. But the idea is that idea of state states' rights. That's why when we look at the Roe v. Wade decision that presumably is coming down soon and presumably will be the same as the draft opinion, more or less, that means that that whole issue goes back to the states. States can decide. And so it's really, really important to realize that that we do have the ability to change our own lives, and everything coming down from Mount Olympus or ceding control to Mount Olympus is not really the right way to go in so many ways. Although a federal government is there, this is why we have a constitution, by the way, because the Articles of Confederation, the original that originally brought the colonies together, just wasn't powerful enough. It couldn't levy taxes. It couldn't do all these other stuff that they needed to do and had to have a strong nation. That's what the Constitution is for.
Well, now I'm going to mention Pennsylvania, which I just didn't want to start out with Pennsylvania because that's getting old very quickly. The he said, she said stuff going on between Republicans now, and I don't want to get in that trap. But our election sources across Pennsylvania and our affiliates there report that the race between Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick remains razor close. It's down to about 1,100 votes now, advantage for Oz, correct?
It's in that vicinity with about 99% of the precincts in, according to these different reports that we get.
And with the trend that's out there, we don't see this, I don't see it, going to McCormick. Do you?
Well, it will be very close. There could be some kind of last-minute surprise here, but the way it looks right now. But again, they're so very close. We're going to have a recount anyway.
Yes.
I think is the most likely scenario here.
Yes, it's
and
gonna
you never know what could happen in a recount.
It's going to drag on for another 2 weeks.
Yep.
So here we go again.
Well, exactly right. And that's when you may see challenges to ballots, or you may see something else.
Oh, you will.
Happen. And yeah, and so that's what I'm saying. When you get into the recount, it could go either way.
So we got to sit here. We got to wait. They got to play the game. These are Republicans and Democrats. You got to watch all the different comments that are being made, and you'll see a lot of political commercials made because of the comments that the candidates are currently saying. Well, I want no, he want no, I want no, they want no, and, you'll see all of that.
Well, that's true, and they'll try to amplify any kind of division. But,
yeah.
Of course, the important thing to do after that would be, of course, to try to unify as best as possible and not let that seat go to a Democrat.
So the Senate passed the $40 billion Ukraine funding bill, 86-11.
That's true.
So now it goes to Biden for his signature. And then, again, we have no idea where this money's going. There's been no review. There's been no examination. We don't know if it's going where they say it's going or not.
Precisely. Can you imagine, Captain, that this was something the Republicans spearheaded for their Republican president? And if it was President Trump, they'd be asking these questions, but they'd be asking them a lot louder than they are with Biden.
Yeah, exactly. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning. Friday. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us, and I'll be right back.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
That's crazy. That's just pure crazy for people to be paid that much for a gallon of gas.
That man saying what many of us are thinking, as the AAA national average for the price of regular was up another 2 cents Thursday to $4.58 a gallon. Kansas has the lowest statewide average at $4.04 a gallon. In California, the pain won't stop. The statewide average is now up to $6.06 a gallon. Senators are calling on the FDA to address the nationwide baby formula shortage. Democrat Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Republican John Hoeven of North Dakota sending a letter to the FDA commissioner Thursday. They asked him to provide a detailed timeline of the agency's inspection of Abbott Laboratories in Michigan, as well as the most recent effort made to increase formula supply. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. And remember, if you can't get the radio show anywhere else, you can go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com and pick it up right there. It's broadcasting live right now, streaming. The signal that comes right out of my flagship station here. In Tampa, Florida, goes right to my website and over to the satellite, and you can get it right there, and whammo bammo, you're listening. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, is brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor, relieffactor.com/captain, the website where you go to check on the product and order it, the 1995 3-week quick start. And the reason I take it is simple. It works, okay? Over 7 years of taking this product, and it works. I take it every day religiously. I've never not taken it for whatever reason. But you take it with food. You don't just take it and say, okay, I got my 4 capsules, that's it, because it can upset your stomach, and you have to have food to balance things out. So the ingredients in it, the all-natural ingredients, of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, to lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on, and the swelling that comes with it, too. And it goes right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free, and I will tell you right now that the ingredients in there, the botanical and fish oil product that make it up, are absolutely positively things that your body needs to have in terms of key enzymes and proteins. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill for your problem, your pain problem. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it comes in convenient individual packets, four little capsules and a little packet. Now, $19.95 is all costs for the 3-week quick start. You get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try it out, see what it'll do for you. Because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. All right. We had a shooting tonight at another college commencement in Louisiana. You want to tell us about that?
That's right, Captain. About 8:16 p.m. local time at Southeastern Louisiana University. Now, this is located in Hammond, Louisiana. And to give you some idea, Hammond is located just about where Interstate 55 and Interstate 12 meet. So it's north across Lake Pontchartrain from New Orleans, to give you an idea of where this is in Louisiana. But at 8:16 p.m., there were calls saying that there was a shooter at a high school graduation that was occurring at that university. And we understand, Captain, that four people have been injured, but we understand that no juveniles were injured, although according to some witness accounts, appeared that one victim, a man, he was apparently shot in the stomach. Another person was shot in the hand. One mother said her daughter was shot, but again, we don't know, or they're at least saying that no juveniles were shot, and also none of the injuries are life-threatening, which is good, obviously. But we understand that they're, of course, looking for this shooter. We don't have a report that they're in custody at this time. But this was the Hammond High School senior class graduating there at Southeastern Louisiana University. And so that's what we know right now, and we'll bring more details if we get them as the show goes on tonight.
And what I know about Hammond, Louisiana is a couple of different things. Number one, directly across the street from each other, there's a Pilot fuel stop and there's a Petrol truck stop directly across the street from each other. And there's also a Blue Beacon truck wash in the Petrol truck parking lot. So that's a big area for trucks to pull in and out of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
All right. Well, back to some more information. Joe Biden was entertaining the Swedish and Finland representatives yesterday in Washington, and he backing the bids of their joining NATO as the leaders visited the United States to get a little look into what goes on, I guess. With what would happen once they become NATO members with our Department of Defense.
Well, that's right. And, of course, what's happening, too, is I think that president of Turkey, Erdogan, he is not happy about this at all, and I believe is objecting quite strongly to this. So there may be a little ways to go on this, but obviously expanding NATO at a time like this is going to be, I think, key to making sure that either Putin or whoever might succeed Putin here in the future is going to run into a big brick wall called NATO.
I haven't heard any more about his surgery upcoming of you.
No, but we continue to see some of these reports, and, you know, again, we have to sort of take them with a grain of salt because eventually we'll know the truth, but some of these reports are that he's looking worse, he's doing worse, he's really sick, he's got cancer.
He was all bundled up in blankets the other day.
That's right, and that was also significant. That was the May 9th celebration for Russia regarding World War II, the end of World War II. And there were some, I think, elderly folks there as well that were not bundled up the way that that Putin was. So it was definitely he was not showing as being as robust as he typically has tried to display himself.
Yeah, and if you want to call the show at any time, folks, write the number down or put it in your speed dial so you have it. It's 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. That's the number to call if you want to get in on the conversation. Now, poll coming out of Georgia and the governor's race is really a little bit mind-boggling because nobody that I've talked to either in Georgia or out of Georgia, expected the current governor of Georgia, Mr. Kemp, would be leading at this time with about 2 weeks to go to the election over the principal Republican, former Senator Perdue, by 32 points.
That's right. Yeah, he's got about 60% of the numbers there as well.
That's just unbelievable. That I guess Perdue just went in a downward spiral and can't seem to come back, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, former Vice President Mike Pence is involved in this as well. He's supporting Kemp.
Well, he apparently supporting the winner.
Yeah, exactly.
And they say that Kemp reinvented himself.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not there.
Yes, but basically, you know, and we're hearing the same kind of things, with this kind of runaway lead, of course, you know, it's pretty, you know, insurmountable for the other candidate.
Now, I'll bet you, I'm going to tell you something right now that you didn't know. A federal judge on May the 19th denied a request for a mistrial from the former Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer, who's on trial for allegedly lying to the FBI. This was U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper, the Obama appointee overseeing the case, agreed to strike certain portions of testimony delivered Wednesday by Mark Elias, but rejected the request for a mistrial. Attorneys for Mr. Sussman, the lawyer who allegedly lied to the FBI, said Elias, another former Clinton campaign lawyer, strayed into improper areas prejudicing the defendant.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they were trying to make the case that that his testimony had basically poisoned the whole thing. But this may be, I don't know if it's a Hail Mary or not, but it's certainly, you try anything, especially at this stage of the game. You know, you've got lawyers who are going to try to do whatever they can in order to stop this, but that's not working right now.
No, it didn't work at all. The decision was made to not to toss the case. Although they did cut some of the testimony out.
Well, precisely. But that's also part of the process. You know, there's going to be some, I don't want to say give and take, but there's going to be some kind of a modification of these things. But the main thrust is that it all moves forward. Because I think that even with some of that stricken testimony, they're still going to be able to make their case pretty well.
Now, Congressman Rosedale made a comment about the SCOTUS of justices, the Democratic appointed judges. He said that they already know who the leaker is.
They may, and that's a speculation, of course, entirely, until the investigation, you know, that the court has initiated, you know, actually comes out. I think most people probably wouldn't be surprised. You know, but at the same time, I think it's important we just sort of hold back and wait and see what that investigation does.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Take a look at the weather across America tonight. There is some weather to be concerned about, so don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and the big old weather map. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
That song, ladies and gentlemen, was way back in the early 60s. And who did that song, Kyle?
Who did that song? That's a good question.
The Trashmen.
The Trashmen, okay.
It was called Surfin' Bird.
Yeah.
There's another song out that was similar to that called The Bird is the Word. But it was similar to that, but not the same. It didn't have all that craziness in it. These guys made it funny. And I can remember dancing to it. The girls were all doing the twist at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting.
Yeah, sure. Well,
and I can just imagine some of the people that might have heard that song going, what the hell was he playing? Well, that was something from back in the day, believe it or not, that a lot of people grew up with. So there you go. Now, we are going to take a look at the weather here because we do have some weather out west. Now, a number of hazards are expected across the U.S. today, with severe thunderstorms expected in the upper Mississippi Valley and from Missouri to the Carolinas. Now, widespread critical fire weather conditions are likely out in the southwest and the south central high plains. Flood watches are also in effect for parts of the northwest, and we've got snow up in Montana, snow up in Idaho, snow up in Washington, snow up in Oregon, especially in the high mountain ranges. And we've also got snow, it looks like, tonight in Wyoming and Colorado, where there's a winter storm warning for the Denver area. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, that's right, Captain. We are going to start with our friends in Denver tonight because as we start to head into Friday and especially into Friday night, you could have this late season storm that's coming in. You could get many inches, several inches of heavy snow in Denver starting around Friday night. And again, we're seeing this now late in the season. One of the things that's important here is that many of the trees, of course, are starting to get their leaves back right now. So when you get this kind of heavy snow, then you get the chance that trees could come over. They could impact power lines and so forth. So you got to be on the lookout and the watch for that. And, of course, coming down from Cheyenne through Boulder and into Denver, definitely have these winter storm watches that are in effect right now. We're going to tell you about some of the active rain and snow that we see, and then we'll go and tell you about where some of these other winter weather advisories are. Right now, of course, Cheyenne, you've got a mix of rain and sleet going on there right now. A little bit west of Fort Collins in Denver, out towards down I-70. You've got, of course, rain and sleet coming across the road, also near Eagle in Colorado there. But, of course, Laramie, all through I-80 up through Rollins, almost not quite to Rock Springs, but you've got rain and sleet and a mixture maybe of even snow coming across the road as well. So you want to be aware of that. Up north of Helena in Montana, as you head up between Helena and Great Falls, you've got sleet coming across the road there. You've also got snow in areas, as you were mentioning, Captain. Our friends in Missoula right now, looks like you've got rain. This is going to continue on down a little bit down U.S. Highway 93, but really pick up, I should say, in Hamilton. Friends in Stevensville, you might be missing that right now, but it could be in your area very quickly. Now, also, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, in the area of 4th of July Pass, we've got 34 degrees right now. Expect at least rain on Friday and Saturday this weekend. As the captain was saying, in the higher elevations, wherever you are, you're probably going to be getting snow as we have this late season storm move through. Now, we've got freeze warnings as well if you're in the Idaho Falls area or the Twin Falls, Rexburg, West Yellowstone, 32 degrees right now. So, you know, it's cold out there for sure, and we continue with freeze warnings. This is east of Portland, coming out I-84. You've also got a freeze warning in Northern California, just south of Medford, Oregon. So you've got all this going on right now all over the West. It's pretty cold out there tonight. So be careful.
Okay, we're going to start with North Dakota. We have a frost advisory for most of North Dakota tonight. The western part of South Dakota, and in particular, coming out of
of Montana over towards Rapid City. You've got some winter weather there, and again, you've got a frost advisory over in that section. Dropping on down to Nebraska, there is some winter weather out there in the panhandle, way out in the western part along the Wyoming border. And then you've got in southeastern Nebraska, on up through the central part of Iowa to include Des Moines, and also take you up to the Minnesota line, you've got an area of disturbed weather there where you've got rain, flood warnings, flood watches, severe thunderstorm watches in there too. So be advised, you're going to get quite a bit of rain through there by the looks of things anyway. And then going up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, you have quite a bit of fog up there tonight. And the driving is going to be very challenging up there. Still has some flood watches and warnings west of Duluth, Minnesota, on the Canadian border. Coming back down into the central part of the U.S., Indiana, along I-70 and I-64 into West Virginia, and coming across the southern part of Ohio on 64, and into Cincinnati, you've got rain, you've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings all through there. You've got quite a bit of fog in the central part of North Carolina tonight, and then over on I-40 and I-81, right over there in the mountain ranges, coming from the eastern part of Tennessee on up towards Virginia, you'll be in quite a bit of fog there as well. And we also got some unsettled weather conditions in the mountains of Maryland and the mountains of West Virginia, eastern mountains of Virginia tonight, as well as west of Virginia. So be advised of that. And that's what the weather's looking like tonight. Kyle, tell us all about the Pilot and Flying J and why we want to go there.
Well, folks, you want to go to the Pilot and Flying J because the good people at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, they want you to find your oasis out there on the road. And they're doing everything they can to make it just that. So when you pull in, you've got something good to drink. Try the coffee. We think you'll agree. It's the best cup of coffee on the interstate, and it's never stale. It's always being freshly brewed, so you definitely want to pull in and try it, especially on a cold night like tonight. You'll also find great food, and you'll find great supplies, and of course, the number one thing you might want to do is to fuel up when you come into the Pilot and Flying J. And when you do that, you want to earn points on all the things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. So sign up for the rewards program. Simply download the My Rewards Plus app. You can do that from the App Store or from Google Play. And once you do that, you'll start earning those points. You'll also get other great offers as well. And for the months of May and June, they are pushing the points, Captain. And all you have to do is activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. You can start earning up to 5 points per gallon, and that's nothing to sneeze at all. So check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. And we're coming back. And we're coming back with more right after the top of the hour news. Hour number two, right around the corner here. Don't go anywhere. I will see you when we get back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.